welcome, folks, to another episode of Who's Ghost Stories. I am Andrew Huzar of Huzar Reiki and Readings. This is our research expert, Sean, and our paranormal enthusiast slash cryptid expert, Professor Alex Wheaton. So we're getting past that right there.
Today it's all downhill from here.
It's going to be. I got a long script to read here today.
why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Thank you guys for coming in and checking out another episode with us. Last week we looked at Tinker's Hollow. We're going to be staying in the Ohio area, looking at a little different place here. But as always, link in the description. Go to Spirit Magica. Get yourself some nice crystals. They're in this nice little bowl here. As you can see, they fit. Remember, they are a little sharp. The dice are around here somewhere, but get yourself some good... Actually, these balls are from there as well. Ooh. One of their other sets came with quartz, amethyst, rose quartz, and citrine mini-spheres. So go get yourself some crystals. Use coupon code WHOSAR11 to get yourself an 11% discount. And then if you use our link, we get a little kickback, and we are saving up to at least hit one big spot. We would like to hit a couple, so help us out. Buy yourself some crystals. Just remember, right now shipping still might take a little while. But that does that for that. This one was not recommended to us by anybody. This is, I'll give you a little warning, a little bit of a darker history on this one. I know we've covered some dark topics before, so I just wanted to give that warning. I don't think we need the big warning like we had with Gutelberg, but there is a dark past here. So if you are sensitive to some topics, like murder and abuse and things, this might be one you want to skip. But we're going to go ahead. We're going to cover the Gore Orphanage out of Vermilion, Ohio, which I'm mistakenly listed on our topic sheet as the Cleveland area.
It's actually Lorain County, where the Lorain cow came from.
Yeah, so tied to Bessie. Does this Bessie come up in this? Not at all. I wish it did.
Yeah.
It would brighten this up a little bit. But let's go ahead.
Real quick, just want to check. So you said abuse and...
Murder.
Murder? Is that the only trigger?
Murder slash death.
Yeah.
Okay. Because there's a few different death ways in
Is there. Is there any suicide or...
Not in this one.
No. Okay. As you said, sensitive, I wanted to make sure that we covered all the potential ones. So, okay.
So, yeah, Sean, go ahead and kick it off for Gore Orphanage.
Gore Orphanage was located near Vermilion, Ohio, on Gore Orphanage Road. Over 100 years ago, a fire devoured the building, along with more than 100 orphans. It is said that the fire was started by Old Man Gore, who lived in the nearby woods and hated the sound of the children. The cries and screams of these children can still be heard on the grounds of the old orphanage to this day. It was a terrifying tragedy. Or was it? Gore Road was named after a surveying error in Lorain County. The road was home to the Swift family mansion, as well as the Light of Hope Orphanage. The road's name would change to Gore Orphanage Road due to Gore Road being home to the orphanage. In 1908, miles away from Gore Orphanage Road in Collinwood, Ohio, a school fire occurred where 172 children lost their lives. These three true stories converged to become the Gore Orphanage legend. While this amalgamated story is spooky, the truth is definitely much stranger.
The Swift Mansion was completed in 1840 by Joseph Swift. In 1874, the home was inhabited by the Wilbur family. Nicholas Wilbur and his wife would live in the mansion along with four of their grandchildren. Tragedy did strike the family in January 1893, where the grandchildren would be stricken with diphtheria. The grandchildren would pass, and they were not buried on the property. It is said that the Wilbers were spiritualists and would regularly conduct seances, conjuring young children. The Wilbur grandchildren were rumored to be psychic and could speak to the dead. The mansion would burn down in 1923, but there were no casualties in the fire.
The Light of Hope Orphanage was established in 1902 by Reverend Johann Sprunger and his wife, Katharina, after their former orphanage in Bern, Indiana, burned down. Katharina was the daughter of a Christian P. Sprunger, but there is no mention of relation. It is thought that the two decided to run orphanages after the tragic loss of their two children. It was reported by children that escaped the orphanage that the orphans were neglected, abused, and subjected to slave labor. Children were malnourished, slept with rats, and were rented out to neighboring farms. Part of the orphanage would burn down in 1910 without any casualties. Wow. Though these stories are blended in truth, there is no truth in the legend. The area is said to be a very creepy area, but shrieking screams have been debunked as traffic from the nearby interstate. The legend has gone on to inspire both a movie, Gore Orphanage Road, along with an episode of Supernatural. Did the Wilbers trap spirits here, or did all of the trauma in this area leave echoes of the past? It is hard to say, but one thing is for sure. Gore Orphanage Road has one dark past.
So yeah, it's a terrible background.
What's the Supernatural episode?
So it's the convention where the scalped children, ghosts, it's Gore Orphanage. Yep.
The more you know. Which, knowing the episode Gore Orphanage, the legend Gore Orphanage, it is crazy that, like, three separate historical things are merged together to create one legend.
Yeah.
one thing that I found that makes it all a little more tragic and sad, the children that escaped reported what was happening at the Light of Hope. Yeah. But because it wasn't just an orphanage, it was, what, like a whole religious compound? Spiritual compound? It was multiple things, but since it was, like, a religious community or whatever, the state had no jurisdiction. Yeah. So even though, I think the Light of Hope, the Sprungers even admitted to the things that were happening, nothing could actually be done to...
At the time, there were no child labor laws either. Yeah. Yeah. So there wasn't anything that they could legally do, because so, they didn't murder them, basically.
Yeah, which makes it that part of the backstory, like, even more tragic. And I think the school that burnt down, part of it was because not the burning was not because of it, but, like, so many of the deaths were because they couldn't control's a bad word. It wasn't an orderly exit out of the building.
So what happened is
it was chaotic.
At least. So, we all know fire drills. You have the fire drill, you're supposed to go the one specific route. Their escape route is where the fire was.
That already, yeah.
Kids in the front try to turn to go back up the stairs.
And you can't.
The other kids going down the stairs. Yeah. Not really part of the legend at all, but just an interesting fact. It was all blamed on a janitor that worked there. Yeah. I think like a German immigrant. But two of his kids died in the fire, and he got burnt trying to rescue them. Yep. So they actually put him into protective custody because the town was trying to lynch him.
I'm guessing because he was an immigrant.
Yeah.
Put that money on.
I thought that was an interesting part of just the history, too.
So there's definitely a lot to unpack, and we've talked about it before, I believe, actually, in one of our podcasts, is that, you know, sometimes truth is way stranger and darker than fiction is.
Yep.
And so, like, this is wrong use of great, but this is a great example of that.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of this kind of terrifying reality, but so
the legend is almost tamer
than the actual history. Stuff, which, yeah. I had two thoughts throughout this entire thing that really kind of stuck out outside of the legend and everything else, and it's about the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, why would Johann and Katharina torture, pretty much torture these children if they started an orphanage because they lost their children.
Right.
It just, to me, something doesn't feel right, and I think just because the way history and things are recorded and census data and everything, I wonder, you know, the tragic loss of their two children?
Yep.
I can't help but think, you know, if the children that they were serving in to replace their own children, if they were, you know, malnourished and sleeping with rats and everything, like, were they really taking great care of their own children? Or
right,
I just second attempt at an orphanage too. Their first exactly. one burned down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why it's like something does not feel right about them.
I didn't put it in there, but they also had other businesses that happened to burn down.
So they're fire bugs. Okay. But definitely, just something did not feel right about their story, even in this small blurb. Like, it felt wrong with me, and I was like, what is going on here? The other thing that really kind of, I don't know why, but it hit me, the spiritualists of the Swift Mansion.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I can't help, and I know it's Hollywood, but I can't help but think of Haunting in Connecticut, very yep. much the kind of the spiritualist in the house. And so, without knowing the full history of it, I think it's interesting that there was no casualties in the fire.
You know, both the fires that are attached to Gore Orphanage Road had no casualties, and, you know,
the one that's away from it is the one that has
another city, well, town. But yeah
that was just something that stuck out to me. I was like, if they were spiritualists and conducting seances, like, I kind of want to know more about that kind of family dynamic and the family history.
It was funny because everything I found would go into detail about, like, the legend.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything that I would find on, like, the ghost hunting end of it would just be people debunking it all. So nobody actually saying that they had a true experience or anything like that. And that, you know, yeah, the shrieking is just the sound of trucks on the interstate. Like, so it was kind of interesting for us to take a ghost story that everyone knows there's no ghosts involved in, but there's so much where ghosts could be involved.
Yeah.
You know, you have the Wilbers that are contacting spirits, which we all know, if you're not doing that correctly, you're bringing spirits into the world.
Ouija boards can be great tools, but if you use them wrong.
So I guess I do have a follow-up about this, and Sean, you're the primary research person, so I'm going to ask this, but so the mansion burned down in 1923.
Yes.
Is there any kind of remains of that building, or even like the plot of land, like something?
So the only real thing that's there is there's a, I believe it was a driveway marker. And then, so the way that the legend works is because there's that marker there and everything is basically barren at the mansion, that's where everybody believes the orphanage was, which is also where they believe that all the kids died.
Right.
So that's the area where, like, the legend comes from. But yeah, there's a driveway marker and not much else, if I remember correctly.
I think the only thing was deeper in the woods past the mansion spot is there were some sort of, like, foundation remains, but there was, I could never find anything that linked it to a specific.
I'll say it could be pretty much anything.
Yeah.
Right.
It was just always notated that if you go deeper, there's more, I think sandstone specifically, but it was never attached to anything specifically. So, I mean, it could be part of the Light of Hope, one of their, because they had multiple buildings out there.
And that's why I said, like, it realistically,
it could have just been a shed.
Yeah, I would say the fact that it's just the foundation, it opens up to pretty much anything.
Also, since we were talking about shadiness, I didn't put it in here, but the part of the orphanage that burnt down was the financial building.
I'm just saying, with everything that you found about these people, I'm just saying, sounds like major insurance fraud.
Right.
So,
Is that why they specifically, like, malnourished the children? So they would, like, go out, get the public aware of it, and then, you know, oh, so one of the townspeople could have burnt down the building. They were mad at us. I'm not that kind of person, but I was raised and trained to think this way, so I can't help but go, you know, that's what I would do is, you know, make it very well known that it's not a good place. So then, you know, you can throw blame on some angry townsperson.
Right.
Some vigilante came and burned down our building.
No, and I mean, you're talking about what's a sent, like, it wasn't described as such, but it sounded like a cult to me. Like a cult, like, compound type thing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know they've got their patrons and, like, their followers, things like that. So they've got those people that they could easily then be like, someone burned our building down. We need money to replace it.
Oh, yeah.
And then
we know how cults
they
work.
Do whatever they want with that money.
Yeah. There's definitely way more to their story than even Sean has found for us. Like, there's definitely layers to this.
With the Wilbers, the one thing I found interesting, and it might be kind of a key as to why there's not really spirit activity in the mansion area, at least. They mentioned that they did seances conjuring young children, and that their grandchildren were psychics, but they didn't bury their children, those grandchildren, on the property.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if they at least knew as much as these were conduits and vessels, and if they could especially go to, like, trans mediumship, things like that, you got to get the move them out so that portal's not constantly being opened after they pass. Which that could explain why there's nothing at the mansion. And the one thing I did find interesting that they were specifically, it says conjuring young children, and I wonder if that was after the grandchildren died or if that was also before.
I think it was before, since the grandchildren were known to be psychic, so I don't know. I don't know if they thought that they were children. We all know what dark entities usually present themselves as.
Yeah.
So.
And with that, the reality is, if they were believing that if their grandchildren were psychic, they'd be more apt to connect with another child, and that would probably be why they would go that path, is it's easier for them to commune with someone on their similar level. I do have a question, though, about the Swift Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Wilbur family inhabited it in 1874. I know it was finished by Joseph Swift in 1840. Did he live there after that? Okay. That was, because I was like, why would it be called the Swift Mansion?
I think the best part
that
I found is, I believe it took him 40 years to build this place.
So he started in 1800.
Yes.
And he got to live there for about 30 years. Or till whenever he did die.
Yeah.
Did he die on the property, or did he die elsewhere?
It didn't say. I don't think he died on the property.
I'll say, yeah, there's no kind of connection thing, that's why.
Where he had sold the house too big for him because he was older.
Yeah, his only real part in it is that he actually built the houses. That's the only thing where he comes into the legend.
I was interested because it was like, it's called the Swift Mansion.
Yep.
And there's very little about Swift, so I was like, okay. But thank you, that does clear up some of those questions.
And I am interested in the burning of the mansion because it was...
I'm interested in everything burning in this area.
I mean, yeah.
There's a lot of fires going on. But specifically with that one...
Well, let's ignore the Light of Hope because we're pretty sure that was just insurance fraud. So the other two, yes.
I heard it wasn't Burn Indiana prior to the Sprungers getting there.
With the Wilbers, the grandchildren were dead. Mm-hmm. The mansion burns down, no casualties. Part of, like, my horror movie-esque brain wonders if they did conjure something bad and they just burnt the mansion down themselves.
Right.
Like,
salt and burn.
Amityville horror type thing. They can't get rid of it.
Close the portal.
Burn it down.
Close the place,
And then they're gone. They go away. Because nothing was built after that, right?
No.
Like, that's what I thought. Like, there was never
I mean, technically, I believe the Wilbers still own the area. Mm-hmm. Technically.
But they never rebuilt anything. They just... So that was my theory when reading everything. They got something bad.
Barked it. I just want to point out, I just did quick math. There were 40 years difference between when the grandchildren died of diphtheria and the house burned down.
Yep.
Which, let's just say for sake of argument, grandparents, this time in history, easily 30 maybe?
Yeah.
So we're looking at, by the time this burned down, they were in their 70s at the earliest, realistically. Were they still conducting seances at that age?
I would assume so, especially I mean, if your grandchildren have passed.
Like,
trying to connect with them, you know. Because they lost all of the grandchildren.
Yeah, like, so, like, I wonder, like...
And they lost all of them literally within that month.
Yeah.
I'm just...
Like, 30 days, lost all four.
Just putting this out there. 40 years between that took him 40 years to make them...
Numbers speak.
Two is coincidence, three is a pattern, and it's getting very close to a pattern. That's why I'm like,
right?
There's something there. I don't know what. I just want to draw attention. Like how we, in our first season of these, if you watched them, you've seen the trees. That yep. started as just a weird observation, and we've started noticing it. That's the same kind of thing. I noticed there's a very similar pattern with numbers going on here, especially 40. So I'm wondering what's going on there.
And then, like we said, nothing was ever rebuilt on the land. Yeah. It was just left as is.
Which, fire's purifying, so why not just leave that closed?
Yeah, like, it really makes me think that at least at the end there, like, something did not go the way they were thinking. From experience, with people that do seances pretty regularly, they know what they're doing, so they get used to it. But if the grandchildren died and they didn't do them for a while, it is very possible that they didn't remember to do something, or they were vulnerable, and that's when something got into the house.
Right.
And they at least knew enough, especially if they are 7 years old, they're not going to try to fight something.
No.
Well, and we all know that as spiritualists do get older, they're not as strong or as capable of, you know, handling something if something isn't pleasant. So.
No. And in
my We've all seen The Exorcist.
Yeah. And my experience with cleansings and stuff, there are things that are tougher and stronger to get rid of. So if they've got something they just can't get rid of, and they own the property,
yeah.
They just figured, burn it down, no one else can be affected by it.
Exactly. So... I guess because we kind of already know that this is more legend than actual activity, not really an expecting thing. So maybe where do you think that the legend came from?
So I think the legend probably came from, probably started with the school in the other town, and then the Light of Hope having its problems. I could see those two easily morphing together, but then also just the multiple burnings at this one property probably just eventually led to these three events converging together. If we were to go there, I would definitely, like, knowing the legend, like, you're definitely gonna feel the heebie-jeebies,
right?
I wouldn't expect much to happen unless we prodded. Like, I would assume that the mansion spot is still a spiritual hotbed. It's probably cleansed, but I could see, like, it would be very easy to open a doorway between realms there. Okay. You would definitely be very sensitive and susceptible to anything coming through.
Have you seen a photo of what was believed to be that? According to the actual National Archives,
yep.
That's yep. what the house looked like. I just
plantation style house
just to see it.
Yeah, I was like, I want to know a little bit.
And that burnt down all the way. But yeah, I would expect, like, if we were able to get out there, if we did something like the pendulum, it might come back where we get more than we bargained for. It does feel like, especially with things being debunked, not much is naturally happening out there.
But the portal is still there.
Yeah. It's just, if they were able to seal it up, it's inactive, but I think it'd be very easy to
reactivate it.
Yeah. So it's definitely something that, for anyone that does try to go to the area, don't try to talk to anything there.
Yeah.
Leave that portal as is. There's a reason that if they did conjure something bad, there's a reason they burnt the house down to get rid of it. What about you?
I'm the same. Like, this would be a cool place to go look and visit. I mean, surely because we're all Supernatural fans. But I don't really see us, you know, experiencing much other than, you know, the sadness we're bringing into it with knowing all the tragedies that struck the area.
So, Nogore Orphanage, do you think when these were combined, that just became the name because of the road?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, too.
100%. It's just because of the road that it happened on.
And gore is the lead word there.
Exactly.
Automatically gives you bad feelings. But what about you, Alex?
Sorry, I was reading a little bit about that. What's the question?
So, like, how do you think the legend came to be? And, like, what would you expect or feel if you did go there?
So, as I kind of just said, definitely the legend came from the fact that weird things happened in the area. So it's just, it would be realistically if we had like 8 different ghost stories about like 4 places on Presque Isle, we just say Presque Isle haunt, and it would just be this amalgamation of all those stories. Like that's how it happens. That's the natural progression of, you know, the classic telephone game telling the story over and over and over again. Definitely how this came to be. Definitely how the legend came to be. Not the fact, the legend.
Exactly.
Give me a follow-up question. Continue that.
If we went here, I realistically would not expect to see anything. The one thing I would, if we were able to actually see and go to instead the Collinwood, Ohio, the school, that I think there would be potential of some kind of something.
Yeah, a lot of sadness.
Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. This whole area has a lot of sadness. I'm not saying there's not, but
right.
I think of all of the places, that's the only one that actually has, you know, this death
actual
on property.
Yeah.
So, as far as I'm concerned, I definitely think, you know, it's possible that something or someone might have stayed behind at one of the places, but I'm thinking more than likely it's just the school that would have that.
So follow-up question, whoever wants it first can take it first. If, and this is me kind of thinking out loud, if the Swift Mansion and Light of Hope don't have fires, does this legend as itself exist? Or does the school have its own legend?
So I guess the question is, in your research, was there anything specifically related just to Collinwood, Ohio about the...
It's just blend entirely in with this.
Yep.
Which really makes it trippy researching this, finding that out, like, so there is no Gore Orphanage.
There is no Gore Orphanage. There's the orphanage on Gore Orphanage Road.
Yeah.
And it's called Gore Orphanage Road because there's
an orphanage on Gore Road.
Yep.
They could have named it so much better. Without any kind of fire?
Just without those two places burning down. Because I really think that's how it gets linked together, is there's three fires.
I think without the connecting piece, I think it's just 3 different stories that are related, but the moment you have that fire, you're like, oh no, this is the legend of Gore Orphanage Road. Gore Orphanage burned down.
Death of 100 children.
And you're like, wait, what? Yeah.
It feels like, to me, that the Gore Orphanage legend with Old Man Gore and everything feels like a Cliff Notes version of these stories.
Right. You know, it truly is like bits and pieces of all of them together, but like I said, the actual legend, not a shred of it's true.
Yeah, which is crazy. but yeah, like Sean pretty much read the entire legend word for word in that first paragraph. So that's how long it is. So we are talking like that's kind of like a Cliff Notes version of these three historical events, well, which...
That's the other thing that we kind of say is all good legends are based in fact. So, yeah, I guess that makes it a great legend because everything technically happened, just not all at the same place.
Yeah. Two additional fires connect everything. And again, like we kind of said at Tinker's Hollow, it's like you're telling this is a ghost story. That's a fantastic ghost story. Exactly. Like you just scared everyone at that campfire. No, it's fascinating. It's tragic to me, but the ghost story part of it, after hearing everything, is probably one of my favorite ghost stories. Like, if we were going camping, that is one that I would tell.
Definitely.
The backstory behind it is definitely
all kinds of awful.
Yeah.
All tragic, like. And I didn't really hear mention much of the Wilbur's children or why they were raising the grandchildren. So I don't know what happened there, but you know, I'm sure their grandchildren were everything to them. So
oh, for sure.
So I pulled up just a little bit, and it was a news blurb about just the history of Gore Orphanage, the road, because they even talk about that. But so. According to this person's research, and they have some citations and sources, so I'd have to look into them, but the story she heard and what she reported on was that it actually was their four children, not grandchildren.
Interesting.
Like I said, I considering the fact that this is the weirdest amalgamation of truth and fiction, who really knows? Like, that's why I said I literally just looking up, I was just trying to find the picture of the house because I wanted to know, like, what did it look like? Was there anything left? I found this news article about it that has some citations of, like, books and stuff that they got information from. So I don't know how accurate, but finding that it was...
Right.
They were raising their four children they all died from diphtheria.
Would totally change their ages.
Right.
Exactly. It doesn't make them older.
20 years at least.
Yeah. And it also says that according to this.
And they moved into the house in 1874.
Yes.
So they were there technically. I don't know if they were still in the house when it burned down. I don't know.
No. So according to this, in 1901. The Wilbur patriarch died.
Okay.
He died, and at that time, the wife moved out, and that's when Johann bought it, and they never used the house itself on the land. They bought the land, but they never used the house, and people would regularly go there, because, you know, abandoned house.
Yeah, I heard that it was that there were vagrants living there. Yeah.
So that's what the official story says, is that it was probably burned down by people trespassing. But again, the fact that this is definitely one of the weirder ones we've tackled, only because we know Gore Orphanage didn't exist. We know that this is fiction. But we know these other things really happened. This is historical fact, but some of the fact is not all necessarily there. So it's like, yeah, there's so much to this that it's hard really to kind of put together. And we said it way back when we first started doing these that, you know, we're coming at them not as they're 100% ghost stories. We're approaching it with a little bit of skepticism. So
exactly.
The fact that there's even discrepancies between the official stories makes it even weirder. There's so much to Gore Orphanage Road that...
That's why I absolutely loved when I finished the research on this. I'm like, this is awesome. We're telling a ghostless ghost story.
Yeah, this is definitely, I think, one of the weirdest things we've covered.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Just because we've said it so many times before, fact is stranger than fiction. This is a perfect example of that. This is just
I wonder if the discrepancies in the real stuff, too, is kind of what helped blend them all into one legend is, no, I heard it was this. And then three people later, well, this person said it was. And all of a sudden, it's just Gore Orphanage and old man Gore bore down.
I heard it was their grandchildren, not their children. Oh, the only thing they do agree on is that the Wilbers were spiritualists. That one stills in all the stories, which I appreciate, but it's like, wait, what? Yeah, so, I don't know. Do you have anything follow-up, or is this a final thoughts?
No, I think we're into the final thoughts. Anything out of you?
Realistically, I've already said everything I really have to say. This is a weird one. Again, I'm not trying to debunk or prove anything. Like, just making sure that we have all of it out there. I have no idea. This one... Is it private land?
I think so still.
Damn. Become public. Right. Because this is one we have to go to. Because I just want to see this and say, what the heck? Mm-hmm. Realistically, knowing the facts, knowing what we know, regardless of anything, we've already said it in this episode, so if you're paying attention, great. But I'll just reemphasize. I really think if we went to the school in Collinwood, Ohio, I think there would definitely be something there. Just whether the number of children or whatever is not real.
Just great sadness.
It doesn't matter. If there was a fire and any children lost their lives, it is great sadness, and we definitely would experience something. But the rest of it, like I said, I don't anticipate much of
anything.
Any, just simply because it seems like of the three, the one that's the most tragic, which sounds really... It feels weird to say that it's the most tragic when all these are really sad, but the school burning is the most tragic because it actually deals with some severe loss. Not that losing children or grandchildren is bad or something, but it's like, I feel like this one would be the only deep kind of thing. But yeah, this is one that I'd like to check out personally, just because I'm oddly intrigued by the weirdness of it. I definitely think this might be one that we come back to, maybe. Do some more research and find some... Fact check this thing and find out how accurate it is and be like, holy crap. Like,
we could have a whole episode just on the Light of Hope people.
Yeah. Oh, I want to dig into that one.
They've got a history before the legend, and I'm assuming a history after.
Oh, I would not be surprised. Yeah, they are... in my new list of I want to know more about these people, not because I like them, but because I want to know what the heck are you doing. So,
Who's Ghost Stories presents the Sprunger Files.
Because we have to be copyright different. But no, those are my final thoughts. Sorry, I didn't mean to go on a rant there at the end, but it was such a weird... I had to say what I was thinking.
So, only thing I've got to say is, like I previously said, great, great legend, awesome legend. The best ones always have their foot in truth. Not completely, though. And I love this. I love that it hits all those hallmarks. Creepy story, death, fire, revenge, all of it, and
cult.
Just a cult, but makes for a great spooky story. Plus, it's called Gore, so
yeah, it sets itself up perfectly.
I think I agree on both accounts. There is a lot here that makes the legend amazing and awesome, great ghost story, and the true stories are all tragic, but there is enough discrepancies and oddities in there that it makes you want to dig in more into the historical part of it too. And I think that's what makes this one extra interesting, is you've got the legend and also a bonkers history that reads like a telenovela.
Yep.
It's the only reason I started looking it up, because I was like, there's so much going on here. I want to know more about this.
I think that does it for today. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to like and subscribe for more content. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Stay in the light.